Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I don't know if I can live up to it now. It's a real pleasure to be here at Fall for the Book and to read to all of you out here. And what I'm going to do tonight is to read from new work in addition to work from F2F. And I'm going to start with the newer work, which has been published in your journal, Susan. Practice 1913. Practice New Writing Plus Art. And let me tell you a little bit about this work. It's quite different from the work in F2F, so it needs a little bit of explanation. What I ran into as a writing problem, an artistic problem, after 2001, like many writers, I was extremely depressed about the world situation and especially our role in it as the United States. And around the beginning of the Gulf War in 2003, I found myself completely unable to write anything that didn't sound like a really bad letter to the editor. You know, I was emotional about the situation and all of that, but I am not well versed in, punningly, in the political poem. I wasn't quite sure how I would accept it. At the time, I was reading a lot of Emily Dickinson's work, and as you know, she was writing at the beginning of the Civil War and through it, and much of her terminology, I found, carried resonances of the language of armament and battle and struggle. She also carried in her language a lot of the language of salvation and echoes of the revival meeting that was going on all through New England at the time she was a young girl and a young adult. So, using the process of erasure, I began to compose my own words. Now, what you do with an erasure poem is you take the full text of Emily Dickinson's poems, and I was using the poems that she wrote in 1861 and 1862, and you use words in the order in which they appear while you essentially blank out or white out the rest of the language. So my poems are written in her language, but they are arranged in such a way to reflect feelings about the current war rather than about the Civil War or about the struggle for souls or any of the things that were Emily Dickinson's topics at that time. So I'm going to read a few of these. But first, I'm going to get my reading glasses. So.
Which I forgot.
It's not so bad with a book, but it's really terrible with a computer screen. Okay, these poems don't have titles, and I've enumerated them so that you get the year in which Emily Dickinson wrote her poem, 1861. Then you get the number of the sequence in my series, in this case 16, and then it's followed by the numbers of the poems according to Franklin, who was her editor. I'm not going to read that whole sequence of numbers because they won't make any sense. I'll just read the number of the poem in my series.